Hello Hello， 我是 John 老师，我是莱欧斯里玩家，人生启动，首款多平台开放世界游戏《原神》，即刻点击下方资讯栏了解更多。Hello， 同情家族，欢迎收听 Look Back Sunday。在这个节目 ，John 老师会汇整过去不同国家与主题的热门跟读文章，让你可以在15分钟内吸收最精华的世界时事趣闻。Let's get right to it。France bans plastic packaging for fruit and veg. A law banning plastic packaging for large numbers of fruits and vegetables has come into force in France as of New Year's Day to end what the government has called the aberration of overwrapped carrots, apples and bananas, as environmental campaigners and exacerbated shoppers urge other countries to do the same.Emmanuel Macron has called the ban on plastic packaging of fresh produce a real revolution, and said France was taking the lead globally with its law to gradually phase out all single-use plastics by 2040. Spain will introduce a ban on plastic packaging of fruit and vegetables from 2023. For years, international campaignershave said unnecessary plastic packaging is causing environmental damage and pollution at sea. From New Year's Day, France bans supermarkets and other shops from selling cucumbers wrapped in plastic, and peppers, courgettes, aubergines, and leeks in plastic packaging. A total of 30 types of fruit and vegetables are banned from having any plastic wrapping, including bananas, pears, lemons,oranges, and kiwis. Packs over 1.5 kilograms are exempt, as well as chopped or processed fruit. Some varieties, including cherry tomatoes or soft fruits such as raspberries and blueberries, are given longer for producers to find alternatives to plastic. But plastic packaging will be gradually phased out for all whole fruits and vegetables by 2026.With an estimated 37% of fruit and vegetables sold wrapped in plastic packaging in France in 2021, the government believes the ban will cut more than 1 billion items of single-use plastic packaging a year. The Environment Ministry said there must be curbs on the outrageous amount of single-use plastic in our daily lives. Fruit and vegetables wrapped in layers of plastic have exacerbated consumers not only in France but neighboring countries. Nearly three-quarters of British people have experienced anxiety, frustration, or hopelessness at the amount of plastic that comes with their shopping, and 59% think supermarkets and brands are not doing enough to offer refillable, reusable, or packaging-free products, according to a poll commissioned by Friends of the Earth and City to Sea in June last year. Next article. Daily bananas intake good, but not for kidney failure patients. Bananas are one of the most commonly seen and eaten fruits. Eating bananas brings many benefits, such as replenishing energy and lowering blood pressure, and can even improve your mood. There's a rumor going around online that you should not eat bananas every day because they are a high potassium foodthat can damage your kidneys if you eat too many. But the Health Promotion Administration says only people with impaired kidney function have a metabolic deficiency that compels them to avoid eating bananas every day. Bananas are classified as a medium potassium food, containing about 325 milligrams of potassium per 100 grams of banana flesh, or about 200 to 399 milligrams of potassium per serving,half a large banana or a whole small one. Research shows that bananas can regulate bowel movements, relieve depression, reduce oxidation, lower blood pressure, promote cardiovascular health, and prevent stroke, among other things. According to the HPA, for people with normal kidney function, consuming plenty of potassium ions from bananas or other food can regulate blood pressure and indirectly protect the kidneys.Only for people with impaired kidney function, those who have been diagnosed with kidney failure, can it be harmful to their health, as they cannot excrete potassium ions. The best ways to prevent chronic kidney disease are lifestyle improvements, good control of blood pressure, blood sugar, and blood fat, lowering urine protein, and avoiding drugs that are toxic to the kidneys, as well as early screening and referral to a nephrologist when necessary. As for how to tell whether your kidneys are functioning normally, you can visit a hospital and find a doctor to perform a kidney function test, or else you can take advantage of the free adult health examinations that the HPA offers once every 3 years for people aged between 40 and 64 years old, and once a year for those aged 65 or older. You can safeguard your kidney health by watching out for any change in your kidney function and follow your doctor's orders for treatment. Next article. Alleviate dry eyes with massage and good nutrition. If you are an office worker who sits in front of a computer screen all day and after work swipes away on your mobile phone, plays on a Nintendo Switch or other electronic devices, you are at risk of diseases of affluence, including tired and sore eyes. To avoid dry eye syndrome, in addition to resting your eyes, you can use eye massage techniques and eat nutritious foods to alleviate the symptoms. Smartphone addicts and office workers glued to screens all day often go for long periods without blinking. This can lead to tiredness, dry eye syndrome, and sore eyes. According to ophthalmologist Wang Mengqi, getting a good night's sleep and using a steam eye mask can help. However, Wang also recommends massaging acupressure points around the eye area, including the eyebrows, between and at the tips of the eyebrows, the temples, below the eye sockets, and the corners of the eyes near the bridge of the nose. Wang advises massaging each of these areas in turn to relieve discomfort. In addition to massaging the eye area, nutritionist Gao Mingming also recommends eating certain foods, such as seasonal watermelon, which contains 90% water, and vegetables such as gherkin, cucumber, and winter melon to relieve dry eye syndrome. Gao also recommends eating deep-sea fish such as salmon, tuna, Pacific sari, and mackerel, which are rich in fish oils and can reduce inflammation, 1 to 3 times a week. Vegetable oil-containing foods such as nuts are also beneficial to eye health, Gao adds. Gao says a lack of vitamin A can increase the severity of dry eye syndrome, so in addition to taking in more oil-rich foods, she recommends supplementing the diet with starchy foods such as sweet potato or pumpkin, vegetables such as red and yellow peppers, fruits such as papaya, watermelon or cantaloupe melon, and berry fruits such as blueberries. All of these foods contain anthocyanin, says Gao, which has antioxidant properties and is excellent at reducing inflammation. Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.